Okay, the next speaker is Kingren Rain from University of Florida.
All right, thank you. Okay, good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. From the title, you can see that work very attention, just try to serve our growers. So that's why I want to talk about what can we do with the drone and what kind of information we can get and how can we use the information to serve our growers. So let's talk about that. So this is a drone I used. It's a DJI Phantom 4 professional. And those are just like, do we have a clicker here or no?
Oh, we have to use the mouse.
Oh, okay, use the mouse. So this is the center I used. That's a double 4K multiple spectrum sensor. It's from the company. And from this, the drone, we can get a few images. Of course, we get a color photograph. We get the near-infrared image and also NDVI. And the other one will be NDRE, which means the red edge. So this is how to set up. It's pretty simple. With the advanced technology, we can set up that automatically. But we have to choose the parameters, like overlap. If you want to cover more and cover entire field, at least you have to have 70 or 80% of overlap. And also altitude depends on how large the area it is and how details you want to get. The speed, and I use just like 20 miles per hour, and the directions really depends on the wind. So in Miami-Dade County, you know, South Florida or Miami, we can have wind anytime. The storm, it can come all the time. But 50 miles per hour, that's limited. Below that, you can use this drone without any problem. If beyond 50 miles, it's supposed to have a bigger drone because the wind can just make that not a flood even. So just against the wind or just follow the wind. That's what I used to adjust the directions. After that, we can get a few images. It's RGB. That's the color photograph. It's just like this one. It's just like about 10 or 15 acres. We got a few hundred images. You have to stitch together, called stitching. Put all the together to make one image, and also get the NDVI. Here's the top over there, not NDRV, NDVI, actually it is. So from this, what we can do? We can generate the many management zones and create a kind of field report. So based on the colors, and we got the we generate the management zone, like a green, that's a healthy plant. And yellow is less than healthy, and red must be something wrong. Either dead plants or just bare ground. And the report just like this. In the whole area, they give you the how much the healthy plants in average, and how much is the less the healthy, and also something in red color. That's based on NDVR value. And from that, I just want to show you what happened with like this picture on the edge. We can look at the plant health problem. And just like what I want to show you close to here, why is the color is different from the others. So we click and look at details. We can see that on this side, that's these tomatoes. And here, they use the plastic mulch and black on white. On the other side is white on black. From this picture image, we can see that the black on white is a little bit better than the white on black. So that's a cultural practice, we can tell. And also, of course, we can flip over from the RGB image to the near. That's a near infrared picture, like black and white. We got the same story. They're just like the edge is just close to here. So, and also we look at the NDVI, the same stories we can tell. Here is a little bit of healthy area compared to the other side. So this is, okay, this is one example. There are next example is okra field. It's the same thing. We use like 40 acres here, and pretty healthy, lots of areas in green colors, but we still have somewhere like here, like yellow. We want to know what happened here. We just click that, just focus on that particular area. We see some plants are missing here. Either just a germination problem or just the soil problem, whatever, but this is the problem we can see. And the third example is just like a disease. We know squash is just a curd beet. It's very sensitive to Phosphorus capsaicin. And from this field, we can see that, and a lot of those irregular shapes, those are unhealthy area for sure. We get the NDVI pictures, we got the same stories. And also we can get 3D. Joe mentioned I use 3D, but I have to use some software to look at that, but that's the same story we can get. All those images and give the same story. So that's why we use this kind of information to help growers to find out what kind of problem they have, how can they manage, how can they manage that, their crops. So that's it. Thank you very much. Look at the details for some images, and we can look at here. So same thing, you can use RGB or NIR or NDVI, whenever it is, but the same story you can tell. So this is the field day, and that's what about. Thank you very much.